Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's debate day, Alan, in New York. And in this debate, just like his father's debate so many years ago, all the minor party candidates will be involved as well. And we're talking about people like Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate, Libertarian Michael McDermott as well, in the debate tonight at 8 p.m.
Well, this is sort of classic. It doesn't really need much explanation simply because we all know what the Cuomo strategy is. First of all, it's coming out of Buffalo, and Cuomo has decided that Buffalo is the one strategic place that he needs to be. He's talked about putting $1 billion into the Buffalo economy. The Times has done a wonderful article on this very morning. So it's not coincidental that this debate has come out of Buffalo. Secondly, of course, the idea that you never give the opponent an even break. So you want to make sure that everybody is in the race. However, I have to tell you, I think that the Howie Hawkins thing may be a little bit of a mistake. He's the Green Party candidate. He's a very sensible man, and he's a very bright man. And you put him up there, he's not going to dilute from Astorino. I think he's going to dilute from Cuomo. And therefore, this should have been an election which Cuomo won really, really big. But it is now looking like some of the people who would normally support the Democrat, no matter what, are going to be supporting Howie Hawkins, and these would be the people who are left over from the fight that we saw with Zephyr Teachout, who ran against Cuomo in the primary. A lot of those voters will be voting for Hawkins, and we see that in the advanced polling. Hawkins is doing really quite well for a Green Party candidate. So it's got to help him. The debate's got to help Hawkins.
Now let's go over to Massachusetts, where the three independent candidates in the debate last night were not included. Evan Falchuk, Scott Lively, and Jeff McCormick, but Democrat Martha Coakley faced off against Republican Charlie Baker. They sparred on jobs, schools, and service for families and children during the televised gubernatorial debate in Boston, WGBH sponsoring it. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, David, I had a chance to talk to Martha Coakley yesterday. We played the interview on the air during our news broadcast, and I must say, I saw a liveliness that I had not seen with Martha Coakley before. I think she knows that if she's perceived as lackluster and not aggressive, that she's going to lose this race. She acknowledges it's a close race. All the polls show that it's a close race. Massachusetts has the ability to elect Republicans, even though it's a deeply blue state. She keeps saying, well, you know, a lot of them are unenrolled voters like me, so they can take a hand in either primary, but they're really Democratic unenrolled voters, if you want my opinion. So if she loses this, it would be a very tough loss for her. Deval Patrick is out there doing everything he can to help her, and the new aggressiveness does show in her performance, because they know, she and her handlers know, if they mess this up, it's going to be because people think she's sort of namby-pamby.